Greetings, beloved. In Matthew's Gospel, the 8th chapter, there is this incident. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. "Lord," he said, "my servant lies at home paralyzed and in terrible suffering." Jesus said to him, "I will go and heal him." The centurion replied, "Lord, I don't deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was astonished and said to those following him, "I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith." Then Jesus said to the centurion, "Go, it will be done just as you believed it would." And his servant was healed at that very hour. Beloved, the difference between arrogance and confidence is that arrogance is the absurd audacity to believe that you are the authority. Confidence is the affirming admission that you live under an authority that is greater than yourself. The centurion understood the difference and recognized that he was in the presence of one who had all authority. Therefore, he first recognized how inadequate he was to have one so awesome affirm him, "Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof." But he ultimately assented to the abiding assurance that in Jesus, total sufficiency, that Jesus could exercise authority over his adversity with just the articulation of a word from his mouth. "Lord, just speak the word, and my servant will be healed." And Jesus was so astonished at his act of faith in his authority that Jesus acknowledged his faith as atypically extraordinary in all of Israel. And Jesus excitedly said, "Go, it will be done as you believe." I stand with the confidence of the centurion. Beloved, because how wonderful it is to have one so worthy see each of us as worth him going and giving all he had for us. How humbling it is to have one so honored, willing to abide with each of us. So here's a thought. Why don't all of us stand with the centurion's confidence today? How about surprising Jesus today with a show of confidence? How about astonishing Jesus by affirming his authority over every adversity you face today? How about confessing like the centurion that we don't have the power, but we know who does have the power? So speak the word, Lord, and that will be enough. Because if Jesus can hold mountains in his hands, then Jesus can handle your miseries. If Jesus can speak to the boisterous winds and waves on an unruly sea, then Jesus can speak to your weariness. Jesus can speak to your wilderness experience. And Jesus can speak to the reckless people who try to rattle you. If Jesus can speak and a lame man walk, a blind man see, and a dead Lazarus will live again, then Jesus can speak and lift you from whatever low point you languish in today. Jesus can speak and bid you to see a horizon of hope where a landscape of hell used to be. Jesus can speak and the dead bones of a dry, depressed, disillusioned life can be delivered into a divine destiny of great expectations. And if you don't believe me, then just ask that centurion. Because it is reported that at that very hour, his servant was healed. Beloved, let's make it a great day. Let's be encouraged because I'm so glad the tomb was empty. Just tell the Lord, "Speak, Lord, for you have the power and the authority." God bless you.